Ciao.
Fucking
LD4,
thank you, sir.
Ready?
Ready.
Boop. Start the problems with.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, we didn't practice that.
Fucking. It is Friday evening. We just sat down. Real quick, man, check in on your friends.
Yeah,
It is fucking important.
Yeah, we got some. We got some friends going through some things, and it's
man,
meaningful.
And yeah, so, you know, like we say all the time, we're real people, man. We have these real things that happen to us, too, and we're not just telling you fucking you should do it and we don't do it. No, man, we're living what we tell you, and it's important. It's very important.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, you don't think about it, and you don't realize it, that it's one of those small gestures like we've talked about before that just goes a long way.
And to you, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing, too, man. Like, I just, like, to pick up a phone and be like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, oh, man, like, hey, I'm really glad to talk to you. It's fucking been a rough one or whatever, you know, like, you know, and some people tell you, like, oh, man, I'm fucking great, you know, and they're sitting at the bottom of a bottle, you know, and having a bad fucking day. But we got to get past that, man. We got to be fucking open and honest with our people.
Yeah, I would second that for sure. If you're that person that's getting checked on.
Yeah.
And not to say, you know, we don't, like, hear something through the grapevine and then all of a sudden start checking in on you.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But if you really are like in a bad place, talk about it.
Yeah, no, dude. I mean, it takes that shit off of your chest, and when you can vocalize to your friends who care about you, you know, like whatever you're going through, if you're having a bad day at work or whatever your fucking case is, and you're like, man, I don't think that I can relate to anybody on this. You can, because we've all had bad days. We've all had shit bosses. We've all wanted to quit our fucking jobs. We've all wanted to fucking call it a day and just fucking go home and lay in bed. We all have it. You're not alone. And that's the fucking... I'll go right back to White Flag. White Flag, you are not alone. So if you don't want to talk to your friends, get on the White Flag app. I will fucking push that again and again. It is a good app. I'm on it. I talk to people on it all the time. So we're here to help. And if we can help you, we fucking will, man. I promise. We care about you more than you think, and you mean more than you know. So, think about it. All right, fucking check it on your friends, you motherfuckers. So you want to drink this whistle pig today?
I want to drink that whistle pig all the time.
So, Javi, our dear friend, thank Javi. You. The guy who owned Whistle Pig sold it. And then he started another whiskey company.
What's it called?
I forgot. But I know that he's doing whiskey again, but he's doing like, he's claiming that he has whiskey from like 1924 and like old shit. I don't know that I'm buying what you're selling, but that's what he's selling.
Okay, whatever, dude.
So, but I mean, at the same time, man, like fucking...
I can tell you that I used to fucking make Whistle Pig and I sold it and now I'm this person, you know, I don't fucking know who that guy is.
So our Nathan episode came out, man, that was really good.
It was really good. He did a great job.
He's good, man. I super proud of that kid, man, and wishing good things for him and hoping he's out there smashing it. So real quick, off of no topics that we're gonna talk about. Did you see the news today of that guy who lit himself on fire outside of the Trump fucking trial?
No.
Like the monk from Vietnam, bro, lit himself on fire.
Is he a supporter or anti-Trump?
I think he had a sign that said, like, Trump is with Biden and they're all against us or something. You know what I mean? Like, tell me you're crazy without fucking telling me you're crazy. You go first. Like, light yourself on fire. Yeah, dude, like... And then they put him out, right? So he wasn't dead.
Oh.
But he's fucking wishing he was.
Oh, dude, shoot me.
Yeah. No. Like, fucking... They put him out with fire extinguishers and shit, dude. Like, I'm like, oh, no. And they wheel him out, bro, and he's fucking, like, hurt. Like, bro, like... They say, like, third-degree burns don't hurt, right? It burns all your nerve endings or whatever. I can guarantee you this guy thought instantly, terrible idea.
There, and you've seen, like, burn victim guys that get hit with IEDs.
Yeah.
People that get in a car fire and stuff. I mean, you They're unrecognizable. Oh, yeah. The skin grafts. If he survives.
No, he won't. He was charcoal from head to toe.
Ooh.
Like, I'm pretty sure he poured gasoline on himself and lit his ass on fire.
You know, it's one of those things, too, where I kind of like as a bystander to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let him burn out.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, you know, he's that far in.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, that guy will be a lot happier to die than to fucking wake up in the morning in a hospital bed.
I joke all the time if I'm standing up on something higher. Somebody's like, are you going to jump? I'm like, I'm going up 4 more stories. I don't want to limp.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out, I'm fucking going out. Yeah,
we're going. We're doing this.
We're thing. Committing 100%. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Dang. That's wild.
Bro, it. I'll send you the video. Dude, really? Send it to me. It Ooh. Is fucking... Bro, it's wild. Just a big old fucking flame. And then you see the guy, like, fucking, like, he, like, realized what the fuck he did.
It's too late now.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you're in it. God. You're living that life right now. So, hey, man, if you got crazy friends, check in on those motherfuckers. Yeah,
especially.
Especially if your friend's like, hey, man, can I borrow some gasoline?
Yeah. You don't even have a car. Why do you need
yeah.
it?
Yeah, just give me a 5-gallon fucking thing, man. I'll fill myself up. So let's pour this up, man. And thanks again, Javi, for giving us this bottle and leaving it here.
Yes, not taking it. Hey, for all of you out there who want to get on the podcast, guess what Javier did? He played by the fucking rules.
Yeah, he did.
He had a topic. He brought a bottle. He actually gave us 3 more topics.
Yeah, he left giving us more topics.
2 on the way out, and then he's texting me, oh, you should do this, and we should do that, and you should do that. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. No, so, he was easy, and, you know, and he, I think he had a good time on the show.
And, oh, he had a great time. I texted him afterwards, and he said thank you, and he shouted us out on Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was dope, so.
I don't know how his soundbite came out, because, like me, he was kind of talking to the side of the mic, and kind of this, and.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean.
Why am I the only one?
Bro, I don't know. I feel like if I was just like here, like I probably sound good on the radio. Well,
yeah, you gotta
eat the mic,
talk into it. But you like to look around.
Yeah, I like to see what's going on in the room.
We should get you one of those headsets.
Yeah,
like remember like the singers wear like.
Hey, let's drink this. Cheers, brother.
Yeah, like Britney Spears. Yeah, this little thing, and you can. Then it doesn't matter where you put that big head of yours.
So it's funny, man. So I listened to the last episode, and I do the same things all of the time.
Yeah.
Like, my things are my things all the time. So JJ cut it out of our last, I'll tell you what it is in a second, but JJ cut it out of our last podcast. And I was like, hey, you cut my thing out. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I said, I say the same thing every fucking episode. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, every time I pour whiskey, I say, cheers, brother. Boom, clink. We drink. That's how we start this fucking show for real. She took it out of the last episode.
Put it back.
She's like, I didn't even realize. I'm like, every episode.
Put it back.
Every episode. Yeah, stop taking this shit out. I'm like, man, this is my thing, bitch.
Don't do that shit.
Yeah, fucking. She was probably just like, fuck you, I don't care. You want to do the shameless stuff now?
Yeah, I'll knock it out real quick. All right. Again, YouTube Shattered Wisdom.
Follow us on YouTube, please.
Yes, please. We it's another social media. It's another thing that helps us out with our listens and our likes and our things like that.
Yeah, and if you subscribe, I think we need maybe like 400 more subscribers to start maybe possibly getting paid for this thing.
Fuck yeah, let's do it, folks.
And then we can fucking continue to buy whiskey.
Yes, tell your friends and tell them to tell their friends. Yeah. I talked to some guys at work today. A guy at work, he's like, I got this fucking commute. He's lives up here by us. He's going to San Diego. I go, do you like podcasts? He's like, yeah. I said, have you listened to my podcast? He's like, you have a podcast?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's Shattered Wisdom Podcast. Check it out. He's like, what do you talk about? And I'm like, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Unless you assholes are going to come in and give us some fucking topics, we're going to continue to talk about whatever we want.
Yeah, we're going
to
dredge shit up. So TikTok, Shattered Wisdom, Instagram, Shattered Wisdom Podcast, and I am Shattered Wisdom _ Jack. He is Shattered Wisdom _ Jared. Facebook, Shattered Wisdom, X, Shattered Wisdom, ShatteredWisdom.com. Go on there, check out our events, Salmon and Crab,
Fishing and Crab. So what we're going to do, actually, what I talked to him about is we're going to do one trip for shrimping.
Okay.
Probably June, July timeframe.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a separate trip for crabbing and salmon fishing in September.
Okay.
Because he said come in September for the salmon and the crabbing. He said it'll blow your fucking mind.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if we have, like, and so we've been advertising the salmon and the crabbing, and not the shrimping because I didn't think that we were going to get that. But he's like, no, dude, you 100%, I'm going to take you out shrimping too. He's like, you support me, I'm going to fucking show you a good time.
Hell yeah.
So we now have a shrimping trip. And if anybody knows how to, if any of my friends from the Midwest want to come out and do like a shrimp boil or something, I'll put you on the boat on me. You just got to fucking cook when you get here.
Sounds good.
I like to eat, man. I don't know. So hang on. You're going to draw a question.
Out of the corner of his eye. Yeah. Oof.
Joe Rogan. Hey, man. Still waiting on that fucking call, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JR.
But, yeah, JR. You know, but I listened to another podcast, man, and it's the Sean Ryan Show. And he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he has all the he has a bunch of Navy SEALs and special warfare people on there. And they tell their stories, man. It's fucking, but they're like 4-hour episodes, so I can't sit through one.
I'm going to put that one back.
Yeah, no good?
Nah, I don't think so. Not this time around.
All right, fuck it.
That is almost a topic in itself, that question.
Really? I told.
Yeah, it's a fucking long-ass one. All right, one more time.
What do we got? Let's see. Somebody's question. Some listener question.
Is it a listener? No. Oh, it's from Kendra.
Is it?
What are you most excited about for the future?
I'm excited about a lot of things in the future, man. I don't want to give the typical dad answer, man, but I'm excited to watch our kids grow up become successful people.
Yeah.
Like, our kids are smart, man. Like, and they have a better grasp on life than we had at their age.
Yeah.
And they are miles ahead of where we were.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that generation of our kids grow up and what they can create and what they can do with, the sky's the limit nowadays. I mean, you got all this technology and shit that we didn't have when we were coming up, you know, and like, it's funny. Hunter doesn't want a bicycle. I'm like, do you want to learn how to ride a bike? He's like, no. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, I don't care. He's like, I'd rather learn how to drive.
Just fucking that. Well, you're
yeah.
eight.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He's like, why am I going to ride a bike? I'm like, to your friend's house. He's like,
yeah.
Probably not.
Dude, Ella and Charlie loved riding. Charlie learned how to ride a bike. As soon as she learned, she just fucking took off.
Yeah.
And now you can't get her off the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, then I'll tell Hunter, like, do you want a skateboard? Do you want this? Because the boys down the street have bikes and shit. You know, they're riding around in circles. And I'm like, hey, jump on, man. I'll teach you how to ride a bike. He's like, I'm not interested. You know what that fucking kid can do, though? Beat everybody in this house in chess.
Yeah, I saw that nice chessboard downstairs.
He beat my brother twice. So my brother's a pretty smart guy, man. I mean, like I say it all the time, he does dumb shit, but he's a fairly smart guy. Hunter beat him twice. Took all his pieces off the board one time and like fucking Jason's king around, and then Hunter beat JJ's dad, beat Theo.
Nice.
So he's you know, I don't know where he gets this shit from. I'm not that guy. I'm not no Rain Man.
That's all right, dude.
But no, man. But I attribute a lot of that stuff to technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and how they grew up and like. Putting them in front of TV shows that were as educational as they are entertaining without the kids knowing that they're getting an education from it. They're just thinking that it's this great show.
Yeah.
So I, not that I'm a huge proponent of like, hey, sit here and fucking play on your tablet all day, but if they're doing things that are worthwhile, I don't mind it.
Yeah. I think the thing I'm most excited about too, obviously, is watching our kids grow up. And I have a newly anointed teenager who's... gonna light the fucking world on fire, yep. I'm sure. So I'm that, but I'm also excited about making some lifestyle changes.
I'm with you on that one. We're going together.
Yeah, like I really like. I forget the quote. I think it's from Denzel Washington, and he said, "Goals without a plan are just dreams." So. I have goals and things I want to do, but there's no end game to it. They're like a goal that I want to do.
Right.
But I want to kind of start working on like, kind of like working on a life plan. It's like figuring some stuff out. You know, I'll be 43 this year.
Yeah.
and I'm really feeling good in my career.
Yeah.
Like, I finally am at a place, like, where I'm really confident. And I know a lot of the answers.
Like your dad. Like, why would I quit? I know all the answers.
It's funny because I've noticed it more and more. People are like, well, what about this on this? I'm like, it's this. Yeah. And they're like, oh, are you sure? Hang on. And they go back and they do their research. And I'll sit there and I'll watch them and watch them. And they come to it. And I go, I told you.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, I ask you questions I already know the answer to.
Right. Yeah. It's the first thing I teach in law school.
But I'm excited to kind of make some lifestyle changes, make some life goals, and really, like, set my focus on a couple things I really want. I'm not the type of person that's ever done that. I don't have, like, a fucking vision board and shit like that. But, like, Kendra and I have some goals we want to achieve, and we're really getting, like, more financially sound and kind of honing in on some things. And I think
we're the same, man. Like, I was talking to JJ. I'm like, we vacation a lot, and we spend a lot of money on a lot of stuff, and we do this, and we do that, and... And, you know, I mean, if you start putting together all the money that you spend on trips and gambling and fucking all the things that you don't need, but that you want.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a staggering amount.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Like, and you're at, I'm at a point now, and I'm sure you are too, like, that I don't worry about what I'm spending. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to spend it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to have whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, after you take a week off and you go on vacation, you're doing every fucking possible thing that you can. You look at your bank account, you're like, this trip cost us $18,000. Yeah. like, fuck, when we were, you know, in our 20s, that trip would have cost us $1,200.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you just keep rising to your lifestyle but no, same, dude. Like, we're going to buckle down. We're going to try to, I mean, obviously we're going to cruise every year or whatever JJ wants to do, but we're going to buckle down, man, and stop doing so many dumb vacations.
That's where we're at too. Kendra and I are like, you know what, dude? Let's fucking bang some shit out. Mm-hmm. We got some
shit off.
We got some business opportunities. Yeah. You and I that we got cooking and stuff, and I really want to push towards that. It's time to fucking put it into high gear.
Yeah. No, man, and that's the thing too. Like, I don't want to work forever.
No.
I like my job. I really do.
I love my job.
But if you said, hey, you have to do this until you die, fuck off.
Oh yeah,
like
I don't want to do that.
Like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. So, since we're 20 minutes in, we'll get into it. So we had the privilege of joining the Corona Chamber of Commerce.
Yes,
and we went to our first meeting at fucking 6 a.m.
I was very rested because I got to sleep till 5:15. Yeah.
Jack got to sleep in, and I had to be up before the sun. So. And Hunter had to get up, and he's like, why isn't the sun up yet?
Because the world hates us, son.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Mr. Jack gets up this early and goes to work every day. I said, this is why you need to have your own business or invent something or create something so you don't have to do this shit. Otherwise, welcome to it. It's a rat race.
If you're not a morning bird, don't do construction.
No, fuck no. Like, I like the hours of construction. Like, you're off early-ish in the day. I mean, not when you're a superintendent, but when your guys are working hourly at 8, they're punching out.
Yeah.
And then they're starting before the sun because you got to get in and out before it's hot or fucked up. So, I mean, a lot of these guys are getting off like 1, 2 o'clock. You know, I mean, it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah, not at all.
But if you're a superintendent, you're working until fucking Jack's getting home at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
From that, we got to go out there, man, and we got to meet a bunch of people and tell them about what we do and learn about what they do. And was he the keynote speaker?
He was the keynote speaker, yeah.
Yeah, so the Riverside County District Attorney, super fucking cool dude. I met him, walked up to him, asked him if he wanted to be on the podcast and shit.
He bow hunts, that's what you said.
He's a bow hunter. He's a big game bow hunter.
Which is dope.
Yeah, so I looked him up. You know, he's on his second tour of, or second round, or whatever it is.
Second term.
There it is. That's what they call those. Second term. As the DA in Riverside, and he's doing good things for us, man. So what we're going to talk about today is what his topic was there.
And I will preface it with, it was kind of shocking. And you kind of know about it, right? Like, we've all seen it. We've all heard about it. We're going to get into it. But when he started laying out facts and figures and actually talking about things, there wasn't a fucking sound in the room.
No, and if you actually pay attention to your surroundings, if you look, if you go into these places, you go down here behind our house, you take Wineville up to Mission.
Oh, yeah.
there's a million people living right there.
And you, all the fucking shitty broke down RVs, yeah. And they're setting up like, it's like a homeless encampment.
They're living there.
It's, dude, we live in $1 million homes.
Yeah.
Not to say like we're
bad balling, we're doing all this, but I didn't buy this house for $1 million.
We live in $1 million homes. Yeah. Our children go to a beautiful, brand new steam school. School. Yeah. And it's a mile, and it's turning into this massive, broken down RV motorhome, homeless encampment. It's crazy.
So right here next to BLD, if you come out here, you take a right on Quinto Galeano. Uh-huh. You follow that all the way down. They're living back there too, by the fucking baseball fields.
Yeah,
I'm like,
what? My field of dreams.
Fuck yeah! I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
and how is this? Like, I know you can park at Walmart overnight and you can hang out there, but I don't know that you're just allowed to park wherever the fuck you want and set up camp.
I'll tell you this. I drove Kendra to the airport on Sunday night.
To Ontario?
Sunday afternoon to Ontario. Yeah. We drove by those RV encampment. When I picked her up on fucking Wednesday night, same RVs, same place.
Yeah.
That was a 4-day span. Things probably been there for a month.
It's been there for months.
And that's right up against the railroad tracks. But I think what you said, even at where the winery is, if you go right, they're all camped out there too.
All right there.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's bad.
Dude, they're everywhere.
Yeah. That's bad.
So, and I don't know why people flock to nice areas. I will never understand that because I think you'll get fucked with more if you're next to a winery. And $1 million homes and people who don't want to fucking see that shit, they're gonna call on you every chance that they get.
There's a lot of snooty people around here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That'll call all the time.
So. Yeah.
But we digress. So. Yeah. So Mike Hestrin got up and he did. He gave a keynote speech.
Yeah.
Mike Hestrin got up and he gave a keynote speech and he talked about Prop 47.
Yes.
Which is a law that's been in place.
Since, I believe, 2014.
2014, but they want to amend it.
They want to amend it, yeah. So what we were talking about just a second ago is that if you don't pay attention to your surroundings to see how fucked up the world actually is right now, and if you don't watch I don't know that you need to watch the news, but if you're not on any of the social media platforms watching Skid Row and fucking San Diego, they talked about fucking downtown San Diego's terrible now, and San Francisco.
But dude, San Francisco is so expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there is so much homelessness there at the same time. Okay, it's worse than here. It's $15 million homes.
Yeah.
And you have to shoo a bum out of your driveway so you don't run them over when you leave in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to get hit by you. They're trying to see your ass.
Yeah.
So Prop 47 went into law, and what he said was that it was an overcorrection.
Correct.
So he said they had a good idea.
Yes.
But their whole push and what they actually hit in the bill was not good.
Yeah, so what they tried to do with Prop 47 is relieve our burgeoning and overpopulated prison system. Right. So what Prop 47 did was it took crimes. So if you shoplift, right?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be $400 and under was a misdemeanor.
Right.
$401 and over was a felony.
Yeah.
So what Prop 47 did was it bumped that up to $950.
Right. So you could just steal more.
And that goes for shoplifting, that goes for grand theft, and that goes for like forgery or fraud. Writing bad checks, and there was a component of it too for drugs under a certain weight, which I'm assuming probably for weed.
Probably.
Like, they're not going to be like, oh, you got a half a gram of coke, you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was just for weed, but that's what Prop 47 did.
Yeah, and if it is for all the other drugs, and you just get a fucking, if it's just a misdemeanor like that, see, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, so it's a non-felony, like, non-violent. So that's the other thing too. Yeah, if it's non-violent, it changed it from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Yeah. So the criminals are geniuses, right?
Oh, yeah.
They will study every way to get around the law without having to fucking, like, obey the law, you know? So,
oh, yeah.
So these guys are well-versed in all the rules and all the things. And if they would just spend that time gonna do something good, man, they'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, and so if you guys don't know, too, a misdemeanor is a ticket.
It's a ticket, yeah.
It's a ticket.
They don't even take you to jail anymore.
No, they write you a ticket. So, yeah. but keep that in mind.
Here's your court date.
Yeah, keep that in mind as we continue this conversation, because the stuff that he started off in his speech with was fucking shocking.
Yes. I know San Francisco's terrible.
Yes.
San Francisco, they fucking put that shit in your face. I didn't know that our area was that bad.
So what he started out with is, he's like, hey, you know these, the last time you went to Target, there's a Stater Brothers right here down the street from our house.
Yep.
There's a whole section now that's behind locked glass.
Yeah.
And it's weird shit.
It's
baby formula. Yeah. It's razors. Like, razors were always kind of expensive, but it's like certain cold and flu medications and all this kind of stuff. If you go to San Francisco, the entire store in a Target or a CVS in downtown San Francisco, the entire store is behind locked glass, and you have to get a sales associate to walk with you and unlock the glass so you can get your items. Everything. Fucking. Jesus. Do you want a toothbrush or do you want a $100 bottle of whiskey? It's all fucking locked up now.
Holy shit.
Because criminals are walking in and people are walking in, and you've seen the videos.
Oh, yeah. The videos are everywhere.
With a fucking blatantly grab a shopping cart, fill it full of shit, and walk out like, fuck you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You know, and for your everyday person, it's not worth you getting hurt over. It's not your fucking business. Yeah. It's not your fucking money. It's not. It has nothing to do with you. If these guys are that hard up, they don't care about you.
Well, it's funny you say that. So, a long time when I was in high school, my buddy Jeff worked at the Rancho. Jeff Pernackian.
Hey, yeah. Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? Doc Pernackian. He worked at the Rancho Army Navy Store.
Okay.
And Jeff is one of my kind of like crazy friends in high school. Jeff would fight anybody. Jeff gave zero fucks. Mm-hmm. Jeff's working there. Somebody grabs some stuff. They run out. Jeff's fucking built like me. Tall, skinny, 17 years old.
Yeah, gotcha.
Sprints out after this dude. Gets him. Gets the fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. And comes back. And his boss is just like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And this is 1998.
You ain't allowed to do that.
And so it started off with like, hey, you can't chase shoplifters.
Yeah.
Because if they get hurt.
Yeah, then they can sue you.
Then they can sue you.
Yeah.
So you let it go. So,
which is like, have you heard the story of a criminal falls through your roof and lands on a knife?
Yeah.
They're looking to break into your fucking house, and they fall through your roof and land on a knife, they can sue you.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Bro, everything's so fucking backwards.
Yeah. So now it's extrapolated, and it's so much worse. And so what Mike said is, he said, look, there was a headline that he put up. In San Francisco, there's one person alone that's been busted 90 times.
Yeah. And that's only that they've caught him.
They've only caught him 90
times. So imagine how many times he got away with it.
And think of this. So this person has been busted 90 times for under $950.
Yeah.
So you think about this. If you steal $900 of things.
90 times.
90 times. But think about this. If you steal $900 of things 1,000 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's
900,000.
900,000.
Yeah. And if our math is wrong, then get fucked. But I think it's 900,000. Yeah.
But you could make, you could have $900,000 in stolen goods in under a year. And if you do the math, there's 365 days in a year. If you do three a day, you have time off. You have 65 days off for the year. You can just like your weekends and holidays and shit you can do free. But
well, and that's what he said too, is you can steal $950 from each store.
Yes.
Like it resets. As soon as you leave one store, and I think even if you leave and then you go back the next day, it's a reset too.
Yes, and it doesn't compound.
No, you can't compound it. Yeah.
So you get another ticket. And you get another ticket. So, like, people think about, well, the fucking three strikes law. Yeah, three strikes are like felonies.
Three strikes are for hard felonies.
For hard felonies. This shit, and that's what he said. He said, you can literally rob one place, get a ticket, which, and he made a joke. He goes, how many of these people you think are actually showing up at court?
Yeah, none. Zero.
For these tickets. So you get a ticket, mm-hmm. and then you just go to the next door, and the next door, yeah. and the next door. And if you're really ambitious, you could hit 10 places in one day, take mm-hmm. under $950 worth of stuff, and just get tickets. If they catch you.
Yeah.
If you don't just walk out like, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
And they send a description to someone and you change your fucking clothes and disappear into the world.
Yeah.
It's insane. As soon as he said that, we were all sitting there like jaws on the fucking table.
Like, so that's the thing, right? Like, I gotta buy my shit. I gotta go to work. I gotta pay for my shit. I would very much rather steal $900 from every fucking store on the planet and never have to pay for anything. For sure.
Dude, so I've been doing some work in my backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had to fix some things. Had to do some low voltage lighting. Had to do all this stuff. I probably spent $600 or $700
mm-hmm. between
Lowe's and Home Depot. I should have just fucking walked out.
You should have just walked out.
I should have walked out. What are you going to do? You write me a ticket? You think I'm going to go to court?
Yeah.
I'm going to give a fuck about this.
You single fuck? Hey, and I don't have my wallet. What's my name? I'll fucking give you whatever you want.
Yeah, go in some nondescript clothes. Like, who knows? Who cares?
Bro, that is why the criminals are winning.
Yeah, and so the other thing, the juxtaposition of this, he says, that happens in San Francisco, and everybody thinks that people in San Francisco are fruity and crazy, and that's how San Francisco is. He said, I've personally prosecuted somebody 77 times in Riverside County. The snake burglar?
Mm-hmm.
The snake burglar, this guy, they finally caught him. Because the guy breaks in, and he lays down, and he army crawls.
Yeah, so the cameras don't catch
him. But they have these 360-degree cameras in the roof. Ceiling tile. We're looking at you like, dude, this guy's fucking weird.
Yeah, like, look at this fucking guy.
77 times.
Yeah.
And that's insane. I can only imagine, could you imagine as an attorney or as a cop,
mm-hmm.
like our... We talk about it all the time. We've got like six cops that live around here. Could you imagine arresting the same person 77 times?
They do it all the time.
And they're probably looking at him like, okay, cool, dude. Like,
my cousin was like, he said he rolled this guy up, got him off the street, took him to jail. He said the next day he saw the guy. He said, didn't I just fucking arrest you? He's like, yeah, prisons are full.
But if they're like, hey, Officer Jack,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, hey, Gary.
Yeah, I shouldn't know you.
It's 10 o'clock. It's time to put the fucking shiny bracelets on you. Put your hands behind your back. Here we go again. You robbed the same five fucking stores again.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fear. There's no consequence.
There's no consequence for these people anymore. And that's what he was saying. Like, these guys don't fucking care.
No, why would you?
Why? Yeah.
Why would you? I could make $1 million a year.
From stealing.
I could get $1 million worth of merchandise a year.
Yeah. I mean, even if you sold that for half,
oh, yeah.
you could get $500,000 for the shit that you stole.
By the way, that is if you are a non-ambitious criminal.
Right. No, yeah.
100%. If I'm an ambitious criminal, I'm going to go to a strip mall and go, mm-hmm. okay, there's a Stater Brothers right here by us. Okay, right? There's a Target.
We're all eating steaks tonight. We're all eating steaks.
But there's a Home Depot.
Yeah.
There's a Target.
There's a PetSmart and a Petco. I bribed them all.
Oh, yeah. There's a Vons. There's a Petco. There's a Tilly's. Yeah. There's a Best Buy.
There's a Kohl's.
There's a Kohl's. There's a Party City.
Yeah.
There's a, what else? There's a, well, K Jeweler. Man, that's going to be kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I see something that you got for $900, please?
No, but seriously, those fucking five right there, or six or however many it was, you could just go hit them. And you could literally go from one to the next to the next to the next
quick,
to the next.
If you're quick, so the cops show up, right? Boom, they're at Home Depot. They're getting a statement. Yeah, he this. And then if you jump to Best Buy, right? So if you make these motherfuckers go across the thing, like, bro, they'll never catch you.
Well, by the way, if you do your research,
yeah.
and you figure out what $900 worth of stuff is,
yeah.
and you go, oh, I'm going to hit this, 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 and this.
And we'll grab it. I want this.
Which, by the way, there's another strip mall across from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a...
We're going to preface it this real quick. We are not telling you to go shoplifting. We are not telling you that this is a good idea. We are just simply saying that while you go to work every day, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 6 to fucking 5:30 or whatever, there is some fucking asshole stealing shit. Because he's not going to get in fucking trouble.
Well, but yeah, but like I was saying, there's a strip mall across the way. Mm-hmm. There's a Walgreens.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of restaurants. But then you go to the next one over, and there's a Ralph's in there.
Yeah.
Like you could literally hit
everything
all in an hour, less than an hour. If you orchestrated and had somebody driving, you could get under $900 from 10 different businesses, and you could go down the street to the next major intersection and go to the next set of strip mall, or the strip mall, and the next set of businesses, and do the same thing.
And you could do that all day long.
And if you had under $900, go, well, give me my ticket.
Yeah.
And you could be sitting in a pile of stolen fucking goods.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
Sell it on OfferUp. I
know. But it's the same. Like we talked about this a while ago about lack of accountability.
Yeah.
And things like that. Like if there's no fear.
Yeah. Like if there's no consequence to what you're doing, then you don't give a fuck about what you're gonna do.
Oh no, you don't give a shit.
Like imagine if you're like, hey, I'm a criminal. Okay, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do anything. And if I get caught stealing $900 worth of merchandise, they're going to give me a ticket, and then they're going to let me go. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait for them to leave, and I'm going to go back and steal that same $900 worth of shit because I must have wanted it.
Like,
and then get another ticket. Like it's, bro. I would make a fucking joke out of it. I would put. Like, you know how they, in bars and stuff, they do dollar bills on the roof? Mm-hmm. I'd line this whole fucking room with my tickets. So
there's an old saying, though. Fences, locks, and, fences, locks, and gates only keep honest people honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a gate, 6-foot-tall fence around my job site with a chain in a lock on the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeps most people out.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to.
You can knock that whole fucking thing over, man.
I've had to cut a couple things with a pair of bolt cutters.
Yeah.
It goes through a lock real quick. Like nothing, like butter. Real quiet. Yeah. And then you can be in there and the world is your oyster.
Yeah. And I mean, this goes for everything. If you're stealing from job trailers, if you're stealing batteries, so a lot of these fucking crackheads out here will steal batteries or copper or or fucking, I mean, people will steal anything that they fucking can. But this isn't just if you go to the grocery store and you steal $900, you get a ticket. This is everything on the fucking planet.
It's $900 or $950
under anything. Or under. Yeah. Anything.
Anything.
Fucking anything. Like, I'm going to just stop paying for whiskey. I'm going to just go to BevMo and load up a fucking cart and push it out.
Hey, you could.
I could.
But what's funny, too, is the other thing that he was saying is there are some big box retail stores that have been saying, like, we're going to leave California.
Yeah, so.
But San Francisco, they already have.
Oh, yeah, San Francisco, they're gone. So this amendment to the prop, they needed to get 500,000 signatures.
Yes.
They ended up getting a little over 900,000. So it's going to be on the ballot this year to vote for, to amend that proposition. And he said, if we amend this proposition, your third strike after that, so you get two misdemeanors, right, for stealing. He said, your third time you get caught stealing, if you steal a fucking candy bar, that's a felony.
Look, dude, there are a lot of people out there that go, oh, we're victims of circumstance. Yeah. Oh, we're this. Oh, we're that. Oh, we're... No. There's a choice. No. I went to Subway the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The starting wage at Subway is $20 an hour.
Yeah.
And it said, now hiring, $20 an hour. If you think, like, oh, I can go steal this, I can go do this, I can go to Subway and get a job making sandwiches for $20 an hour. You know what? It sucks.
Yeah, of course.
It sucks because it's work. Yeah. And it's an honest fucking living. And you have to be on time. And you have to be clean. And you have to wear a uniform. And you have to listen to a boss. And you have to do this. Guess what? That's the way of the fucking world, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, no, it's fucking dumb.
You know, so here's my thought, too. You spend your youth working shitty jobs.
It's a
rite of passage.
Yeah, but it's a training platform.
Yes. Yeah. So you do this. You work at Subway when you're young.
100%.
You do this shit when you're young to prepare yourself for your future, to start getting a work ethic, to start learning.
Yeah.
what the real fucking world is like.
Yeah.
Dedicate your time to something and making yourself better than fucking stealing and doing this. It's crazy.
And when you're a kid, so a lot of my friends worked fast food and pizza places and blah, 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 blah. So if you work at a place that you make too much food for the night, you get to take your food home.
Yeah.
And I had friends who would work at McDonald's, and you'd come through and order a 6-piece nugget and get 6 bags worth of fucking food.
Yeah.
like, it's a stepping stone, but it's fun. It's a networking event, and it's you got to do something. And you have to do something.
But the effort that you put into this, you got to pay, and you made a a really good statement earlier when I said you could steal $900,000 worth of stuff, and you said, well, yeah, but then you have to sell it and you probably get half. So you're stealing $900,000 worth of stuff, and then you have to sell that, and then you have to figure out how to do that. Like, you are putting forth all this effort to make that money, just like you would with a regular fucking job. And if you are stealing stuff all the time, and you're always selling shit, and people know, oh, I can go to Jack.
Yeah.
Because he's always got some stuff.
Yeah, that 90-inch TV for $100.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we know it's stolen.
Of course.
What's to say they're not going to fucking steal from you?
Right.
What are you going to do? Go to the cops and say, hey, I stole this $900 or 90-inch television.
Yeah.
And these guys fucking stole it from me. They're going to go,
say again?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Well, and that's the same thing like drug dealers, right? Like, you can't call the cops. Like, what are you going to say? Like, hey, this guy stole my drugs? Like, fuck.
There was a kid that lived next to me in Arizona State that sold weed.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween? This guy sold weed. No Scarface shit. But he would get like 2 pounds of weed, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
You want to buy a gram.
Right.
And go, smoke a couple bowls and watch, fucking Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Dude's got a 2-pound bag of weed. Had a Halloween party. Some guys rolled in dressed like robbers with real fucking guns.
Oh, shit.
Shot a hole. Boom. This is a fucking robbery. He had his money in a book.
Of course he did.
Did all classic, like, stupid shit. Had his money in a book. They took his money. They took his fucking weed. And they walked out. And it's like, and they were like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
They got in their car and drove away. And the next day I was talking to him. I was like, dude, how was your party? I got fucking robbed. These guys shot a hole in my roof. They took my weed. They took my money. I had it in this book. And he's telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, I'd like to tell you, my dad says, if you're looking for sympathy, it's in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. Because you're a fucking drug dealer and you got fucking robbed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the life you live and that's the risk you take. And I mean, it's the oldest thing in the book, right? Like, people are going to rob drug dealers. Because it's fast, easy money and needs drugs and all of these things. And now the criminals found out that they can get $950 worth of shit and get a ticket if they get caught. Because if you're calling the cops like, hey, this guy's shoplifting, that fucking cop is not coming to that call right now.
Oh, dude. When I was on the job site, I don't know if I've told this story before. Was on a job site downtown San Bernardino. You came there a bunch of times. You know how ghetto it was. This shithole. I come walking into my site, and these guys are like, hey, Jack, dude, there's a fucking naked guy out there on the sidewalk. And I'm like, I mean, it's rough here, but no. And I'm like site dad.
Yeah.
Right? When you're a superintendent, you're site dad, you're the principal, you're the bodyguard, you're all this kind of shit. So I go trucking up this fucking scaffold, going to level 2, and I look over, and sure enough, there's this dude on the sidewalk, no shirt on. Pants around his knees, underwear around his knees, and he's just shaking, like helicoptering his dick. And he's like, eh. I'm like, it's fucking 7:45 on a Wednesday.
I know you haven't been asleep for a couple of days.
No. And then what else he's doing? I look over, you know why he doesn't have a shirt on? Because it's on fire on the sidewalk. And I just, like, I stop, and I look at it, and I just do one of those...
Too early for this shit.
Like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Just moments. Disappointed,
yeah.
But to your point, like, oh, god damn it. And they go, Jack, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, this is my building. Outside of my fence, I don't care.
I don't know any of this.
Like, god damn it. So I call 911. I go, hey, so and so, downtown San Bernardino. Here's my cross streets. There's a guy here. He is pants around his ankles. He's exposed himself. He's got a t-shirt that's on fire on the sidewalk in front of the building. And they said, is the building on fire? And I said, not yet.
And this was across the street from the courthouse?
yes, this yeah. is a, this is in front of our kebab place where your friend works.
Fuck.
And so dude's out there and they go, okay, we'll send some units. And mm-hmm. I went, okay, cool. The cops have it handled. Phone off, go in, do my rounds, solve my fucking problems.
Right.
Come out. Dude is moved down the street to the street corner, probably 100 yards away. T-shirt's still on fire. He's down there, and I go, God damn it. And I go get a fire extinguisher, and I walk over, and I'm walking there, and I'm looking at him. And he's facing away, and then he turns, and he looks at me, and I'm like, motherfucker. And he sees me walking over to his shirt on fire, and I'm looking. I'm not even looking where I'm walking. I'm making eye contact with him. I walk over, and I pull the pin, and I put the shirt out, and then I'm just standing there with the fire hydrant. Because I'm waiting for him to come at me, and I'm like, I'm gonna
hit you in the face.
I'm going to put you out.
Yeah. He gets to sleep now.
And he kind of like, and made a couple like like steps towards me, and then and turned around and walked away. I put the fire extinguisher, and I'm not even thinking about it. And then I get a call back from the cops, probably 45 minutes after I called them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Officer So-and-so. We're on D Street. We got a call about this. I'm like, 45 minutes? Dude, you called me 45 minutes. Do you know where he is? I didn't follow him.
I'm at work, bud.
Yeah. I said, he went to the corner there, and he disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't know. He went one of three ways because he didn't walk back this way. He went north, south, or east. I don't know, dude.
Well, and the problem, too, is that cops get such a bad rap for everything that I think now that if it's not an emergency, they're not in a fucking hurry to come help you because then they got to deal with that guy, right? Let's say that guy fucking is an asshole and gets slammed. Somebody sees it. They got it recorded.
Yeah.
And they, what's fucking my favorite thing ever is that the first things that come out are the most edited things.
Yes.
Like, oh man, look, he punched him and then he fucking beat him with the baton. Like, back up the video 15 seconds.
Yeah, that part where he was charging at him with a fucking knife.
Yeah, like, you show me that. And that doesn't get released until after the body cam footage comes out, which is fucking 5 months later, and everybody's up in arms and fucking, oh, little Timmy was the fucking saint. Like, no, little Timmy was a dickhead.
No,
yeah, he's got fucked up. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing, it's the whole defund the police thing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So that whole defund the police thing that came out, look what happened up in Portland.
Yeah.
When they took that over that block, and we're going to defund the police, and we're going to this. And then you had entire police departments that were like, we quit.
Yeah. Oh, those motherfuckers were like, oh, yeah? All right, we're quit. We're done. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everybody, and it's funny, too, Mike cracked a joke. So the person that introduced him cracked some lawyer jokes.
Yeah.
And Mike said, yeah, you know what? Everybody makes fun of a lawyer until you need one.
Yeah, 100%. That's the fucking
truth. And
then
you want the meanest, nastiest one. Yeah. And it can be the same thing for police. And you call them pigs, and everybody's going to shit on the police until your home is getting burglarized or something's happening to you, and now all of a sudden you need a cop to come help you.
Yeah.
If I come up and you have a defund the police sticker on the back of your car in your driveway, I would be really tempted to go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So you know what I think they should do is anybody who signs petitions to defund the police, anybody who posts defund the police. So the ATF or whoever wanted all of the CCW holders information, we should give out that information. And it should be in the police database. And it says, this address said defund the police. This address, their house is on fire. Sorry.
If you are so brazen as to say defund the police, then you can defend your own shit.
Yeah.
But by the way, in California, you are still subject to California state law.
Yes.
So, literally, somebody has to, like, kick your fucking door in.
And charge you with a weapon.
And your best case scenario, somebody kicks your door down and shoots at you and you miss. And then you shoot them.
Dumb them, yeah.
That then is a clear-cut case
of
self-defense.
Yeah.
Outside of that,
somebody could break into your fucking house and go eat your food in your kitchen, and you can't do anything about it. You hear this fucking new squatter law? Dude, these guys are like, I don't know what the fuck the world's coming to, but squatters have more rights than homeowners.
Yep.
It is like, how did we get this far off of the fucking beaten path?
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a very personal story. I had a
crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, was she a squatter?
No, she was not a squatter. And I say she was crazy because she had a crazy ex-boyfriend that she had a restraining order against.
Yes.
And she never called to enforce it. For those of you who have a restraining order, that doesn't mean they put a fucking microchip in. And then when they get too close to you, it sends an alert.
Yeah.
So she wasn't calling the cops on this dude when he was fucking stalking her and all this kind of shit. Long story short, this guy showed up at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear her confront him in the front yard. And I was like, what the fuck? And I went and I grabbed my pistol. And this guy came in. And I had my front door unlocked because I knew she was coming over. She could just come in. He opened the door. And as he opened the door, I brought that pistol up and I put it right in his face. And I went, what the fuck are you doing in my house? And he took a step back and he was like, oh, shit. I was, oh, shit's right, dude. What are you fucking doing here? What are you doing here? And it was a long walk back up to his car. I'm like, you don't need to fucking be here. I don't know why you keep doing this shit. And I'm just talking to him. And I'm walking him back to his car. He's walking backwards and I'm walking forward with a pistol in his fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked him right up to his door and I went, get the fuck out of here, dude. And he gets out. He leaves. And she was like, you know what? This is crazy. I'm going to go too. I'm like, dude, get out of here. Let me know when you're home safe. She calls me 45 seconds later. He's fucking following me.
Mm.
And I go, call the police. She calls the police. She pulls over. He pulls over behind her. Cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still at my house. She calls me. And she goes, the cops are here. He's here. Blah, blah, blah. I leave the gun at home and I drive over there. I'm trying to be a good supportive boyfriend. And I show up and the cops go, oh, are you Jack? And I said, yeah. And the cops said, did you pull a gun on him? And I said, yeah, he walked through my house. And he's a big guy. He's like your size. He's a big dude. 6'3", 6'4", like big ripped dude. And I said, he walked in my fucking front door. He this, he that. And they said, did he threaten your life? And I said, he came like 40 yards into my property. They said, was your door locked? And I said, no, my door was unlocked. And they said, so did he forcibly enter your house? I said, he opened my door.
Yeah, I didn't invite him in.
I didn't invite him in. And they said, he could press charges on you.
Yeah.
And I said, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
She has a restraining order against him. He walked into my house. Like, what do you think was going to happen?
Right.
Like, he was going to sit down. Gonna
say hello.
We were going to open a beer, and we were going to have a reasonable conversation. Yeah. And at the end of it, he's going to go, you know what? You guys seem like
you're actually pretty good dude, Jack.
You know, you're a pretty good guy. I'll leave you two alone.
Yeah, you deserve her more than I do.
And by the way, this guy's sitting 50 yards from me, sitting on the curb, in fucking handcuffs. Mm-hmm. There's two fucking cops go through the whole thing. And the cop finally comes back to me. He goes, hey, you're free to go. And I said, what do you mean I'm free to go? He said, he could press charges against you. He said, you could go to jail tonight.
Mm.
And I'm like, and the cop looked at me and he went, I know.
Yeah.
I know, dude. But he said, you have to be in fear for your life. But the cop looked at me and he pulled me aside. And he goes, honestly, you need to dump her.
Yeah. Get rid of this bitch.
And I looked at him and I went, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking broke up with her. And it wasn't a long-term relationship or anything like that, but I broke up with her. But I drove home, and I was more taken aback by the fact that I could have gone to jail.
Yeah.
Because this guy came in, and no, he didn't, like, boot my door and go, I'm going to fucking kill this guy.
Right.
And I probably should have made up some horseshit story and said, he came in saying that he was going to fucking kill me, and he was going to this.
That's before every house had a camera on it.
Yeah, there was no ring cameras, there was no anything. Yeah. But I'm just like, dude, I am not the bad guy in this situation.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking crazy.
I neutralized the threat.
Mm-hmm.
I got it away from me and my girlfriend. I neutralized the threat, and now I'm getting in trouble for this? This is fucking insane. Yeah,
it's crazy. That's insane.
And so when this guy was talking about it, I was kind of like thinking about that story when Mike was up there giving his speech. I'm like, there's just no fear. There's no consequences.
No. And the laws protect criminals better than they protect us. Like, law-abiding citizens, all the gun laws, man, all the fucking CCW laws, all the everything laws, all the things that are put in place hurt us, and criminals don't give a fuck. They don't care. You're going to give me a ticket? I got a loaded weapon on me. It's a misdemeanor. I don't give a fuck. You want to take this gun? I got three more in the fucking car.
Well, yeah, take it. I fucking took it off somebody else.
Yeah, I stole it. Stolen. Yeah.
So we talked about in an earlier episode about if you were able to do something for one day a law.
Yeah.
And I said, no protective custody.
Yeah, for Chomos.
Yeah.
We victimize criminals. We make criminals the victim, and we betray the victims. Do you think that guy that raped that child was thinking about that child's rights or anything when they were doing it?
Or how they're going to feel for the rest of their life?
No.
No, they didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Nope. So here's the thing, man. Like, so I dealt with this in my personal life, man. Nobody is sorry until they get caught.
Yep.
Not once ever does somebody say, oh, you know what? I'm going to go turn myself in because I feel bad. Or, hey, you know what? I did this thing and I feel bad about it. No. Once you get caught, then it's fucking, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's this. It's that. It's not my fault. It's their fault. It's like, fuck you. Yeah. All right. You don't, you're not sorry. You got caught and now you're trying to fucking backpedal. That's what it is.
Kendra, my wife has said that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Are you sorry because you got caught?
Yeah.
Or are you sorry because what you actually did?
No, dude. People are. So here's the thing. If you do something once, man, and you feel bad about it, right? And you come clean and you tell them, you're like, hey, I fucked up, blah, 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 blah. For sure. Mistakes happen. I'm not going to tell you. They're not going to say, like, the mistakes don't happen. People make mistakes. I'm fucking 100%. But when you continuously repeat that mistake until you get caught, and then you're like, well, you know, like, fuck off.
It's a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
If you do it multiple times, it's a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
And then you're not sorry.
No.
To your point, you're sorry because I got caught.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Like, so they say, and we're going on a tangent, but this is all part of the law shit, too. But they say, like, the average person they pull over for DUI has driven drunk 80 times.
I had a boss that had 3 DUIs.
Yeah.
So he probably did. And
he'd ride his bike to work.
He got rides to work.
Uh-huh.
But he was a legitimate alcoholic.
Right.
So that would probably be right. He probably drove drunk 240
times. Yeah, I mean, like, you gotta think, like, so imagine how many times that you get pulled over. Like, now in my adult life, I'm not doing anything dumb. I'm not speeding around. I'm not being a fucking asshole. I'm not fucking cutting people off. I'm not driving like a piece of shit. I'm very calm. I'm driving my work truck. I'm you know, I got my fucking kid in the car. I'm not doing all these things. I don't get pulled over like I used to as a child. I'm going to knock on some fucking wood. But as a kid in my Honda Civic or my fucking, you know, my fucking Honda Prelude or my riced out this or my stupid that, you are a fucking ticket waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And they're going to roll you. And if you got illegal things on you and you're doing dumb things and you're drunk and you're fucking whatever, and now you can smoke weed, but if you smoke weed and you drive, it's another intoxicated fucking thing that you can't do.
Yep.
Imagine how many times that people get away with that.
I was at a gas station. I showed you this the other day.
Yeah.
Pull up at a gas station. I'm talking to Jarrett's dad. I'm talking to Pops. It was right after Jarrett's surgery. You know, we're getting the download. And yeah. I'm sitting there
talking to him. 2 weeks post-op. Feeling all right, people. Yes, I'm doing all right. And hey, I'm sorry for the last episode that I was medicated. Jared was fucking gone.
On the moon.
Yeah, so sorry about that, you guys.
Jared was a different kind of shattered.
Yeah, 100%.
He was like smushed. He wasn't shattered. Yeah, he was smashed. Yeah, I was
fucking gone.
Anyway, dude walks out of the liquor store.
Yeah.
And he has a big, like, 32-ounce soda cup. And it's clear, and I can see it's like 2 inches down. Puts a soda cup on the roof of his car, pulls his little fifth out of a black bag, rum or whiskey, some kind of brown liquor, just pours it in there, mixes that thing up, sits in his car, and drives off. And I'm talking to your dad on the phone, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh. And I couldn't get the license, but I couldn't anything, and he drives off.
Yeah.
Like, I drove off, and you know what that guy did? Probably the same thing. Every fucking day. And
that's his routine. He knows exactly how much room to leave to put his fucking bottle in. Like, it's fucking...
He was smiling.
Oh, of course he was happy. He's getting his fucking drink. He's starting his day.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like... I don't know. It's terrifying. And I won't drive late at night anymore. Because if I'm like, hey, the bar is getting out right now or whatever. You know that there's... And we have so many ways to get around drinking and driving now. There is Ubers. There is fucking Lyfts. There is, I don't know if Chariot's still around or whatever, but there are so many things.
There's still taxis.
There's still taxis. Like, there are so many other options. And, like, if you leave your car, if you drive to a bar, right, because you're thinking, like, well, I'm probably not going to get that drunk, and you get hammered, and you just leave your truck in the fucking driveway in their parking lot, and you go get it tomorrow.
it doesn't a $40 Lyft or an Uber, it's 10 grand for a DUI.
Yeah.
At least.
And if you fucking kill somebody, oh, you better not kill anybody I fucking know. You're like,
yeah, we'll kill you back.
Yeah, I'll put money on everybody's books to fuck you while you're in prison. You will not have a good time. So I digress. But
but I'm glad to see that there are people out there that are wanting to, like, put some teeth behind.
Yeah, no, he's a big proponent on this, and so what the law's gonna, so they're gonna repeal that, right? And it's gonna, so if you're this guy who's been arrested 77 times, that is concurrent now.
Yep.
So if you get one more, it impounds. So if you get one more ticket, that's a felony. Now you're taking a ride. And then he was like, $10. I don't give a fuck what you steal. You get caught stealing anything. And he's like, we gotta get our fucking, our world back. We have to stop the fucking homeless and the drugs and the fucking robbing. And the, like, I don't know how the fuck we got here.
Dude, Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Mm-hmm. You think that motherfucker never beat somebody over the head with 100%. Big stick?
Well, so they're fast-tracking CCWs now, right? Because they want you to carry, because everybody else around you has fucking got a gun. I mean, there's terrible people in this fucking world who are looking to hurt you, looking to take what you've got. You don't know if the fucking guy next to you with tattoos all over his face just killed somebody, needs a fucking car, needs a fucking a kidnapped victim, needs something. I mean, like, you can't be oblivious to the world that's around you, because if you think you live in a fucking nice place, you don't.
Oh, you don't. It doesn't matter how much money you have. That's funny. You brought up San Diego. He was talking about, I went down to watch a baseball game.
Petco Park.
And the way he described it is, my son and I had to walk this gauntlet.
Yeah.
And now fentanyl is such a big, terrible, terrifying thing, and rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
But he goes, we're walking along and we're stepping over needles. And I don't know what's in that needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen all these stories about cops that are searching a vehicle and they get fentanyl dust on them.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take anything.
And they're overdosing. And if you look at the things that show you how much fentanyl it takes for you to overdose, it's almost...
It's like a grain of sand. Yeah. Oh, but he was saying that he prosecuted 34 people.
34 fentanyl dealers.
34 fentanyl dealers for killing people.
For murder.
For murder. So they are doing life.
Good.
So, so you might not hear about this kind of stuff. I mean, behind the scenes, there are people like Mike making a fucking difference, making it so that our world is a better place. And you know, we don't hear about this shit. I mean, nobody's reporting on this, right? They're reporting on the things that they think, the clickbaits and the fucking, what will drive our numbers.
No, the news, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
That's the old saying. No one wants to talk about a fucking hero.
Yeah.
They want a hero piece at the end of a news broadcast.
That dude who lit himself on fire today is going to be on everything. Going to be all over the fucking news.
Of course. Yeah. And they're going to martyr him. He's going to be a fucking martyr for what?
Yeah. No.
It's insane. It's fucking insane what we do with these people these days.
So, like I said, like, I have a mafia sleeve, right? Like, we glorify criminals. Mm-hmm. Like, and we make all these movies about criminals. And we made, you know, and like, we're not doing it about fucking good people. We're not making good movies about good people because nobody will watch those. You want the guy who's fucking killing everybody and bootlegging and fucking breaking the law and you know, Al Capone, like, oh man, he was a great, great guy. And like, no, he broke the fucking law
for a living. A lot of people,
he murdered people. He, John Dillinger too. I got John Dillinger on my leg. He fucking murdered people. Like, these motherfuckers were terrible, terrible humans who are like, look at Charlie Manson. How's he so famous? Like, we glorify these motherfuckers and we give them these big platforms and we make them all this fucking, give them all this notoriety and shit. If we didn't speak about them fucking at all, they wouldn't exist.
Put them in a hole.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy? He's over there. What's going on with him?
Mm-hmm. He's in Guantanamo Bay. But all these motherfuckers in Guantanamo
Bay. He's in a deep ass hole somewhere where he doesn't see sunlight.
Yeah.
Like, we could have a whole...
Yeah, we could go on and on.
We could go on about penalties and all that kind of shit. We'll digress. I think we should sew this one's mouth shut because we're gonna keep running.
Yeah, get the yarn. All right, man. We will we'll end this up, man. We'll wrap it up. But look for this amendment to Prop 47 on the ballot.
Yep. Yes.
Get out and vote, please. Please. If you don't vote, man, I get it. I never voted because I don't think that your vote really matters in the scheme of things. I think that they can cheat you and lie and steal and all the things, you know. But it's important.
I mean, my philosophy is if you don't vote,
can't bitch about it.
Yep, you have no right to.
Yeah, have no bitch about it. So that's why I've been voting since Trump ran in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first year I registered to vote, but I just was off of the Libya thing, the Benghazi thing, and I hated Hillary Clinton. And I'm not suicidal, but I was against her, and you would not believe the amount of hate that I got. Not because I didn't like her, but because I was voting for Trump.
Oh yeah,
like the amount of hate that people were fucking mad at me, and I'm like, look, what you don't understand is that I know things that you don't. Yeah. I was there. And then 13 Hours in Benghazi came out, and she scrubbed her fucking email of 33,000 or her computer of 33,000 emails, and fucking she did a lot of terrible things that they're like, why would you do that? So when they're like, oh, like, yeah, like our first woman president, I'm like, you guys don't understand. Like, I don't think that back then, like, I wasn't a Donald Trump fan. I wasn't a supporter. Like, I didn't give a fuck, but I knew I couldn't let Hillary win.
There 100% should be a female president.
100%.
Just not her.
Yeah. What helps your paycheck? What helps the economy? What helps you live better? What helps your fucking kids? Those are the things I think about. Not the person fucking running. Oh, yeah. The things that they are going to bring to us is what I'm more concerned about.
Absolutely.
And a strong military and things like that. Like, we need, and our military is a fucking joke right now, but we need strong leadership and we need a strong military. We need, like Goggins says, man, we need hard motherfuckers. This world needs hard motherfuckers. So, get out and vote, man. Fucking, if you're tired of all this crime running rampant and nothing being done to these motherfuckers, amend this shit.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
Besides becoming social fucking commentary.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you're a keyboard warrior, keep that shit to yourself.
Oh, dude, cyber warriors, fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out there, stand up for your rights, mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to do it, fuck these fucking criminals. Yeah. Take your fucking rights back.
Yeah, this is your opportunity to take your rights back. And they've been trying to repeal this law for a long time. And what do you say, the Senate?
Yeah.
The Senate could have done something about it, but they didn't.
Yep.
So he said, you're going to hear a lot of misinformation, things like that, about how they're going to say, like, oh, no, this thing and that thing, and it's going to ruin this. And he said, it's bullshit. He said, imagine that. Now that we're going to repeal it, now the Senate wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to make changes, their own changes. So he said, fuck that. So, look, man, I'm not going to tell you guys how to think or how to act or how to feel. Do your own research.
Absolutely.
But me personally, am fucking tired of drug addicts everywhere and fucking crime and having to worry about my fucking kid. Like, we used to play in the streets at night. I don't let my fucking kid outside.
It's maybe a 500-yard walk from my house to the kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let my kids walk home without me.
Mm-hmm.
Or walk to school without me.
No.
And there's a herd of kids that leave that school at the end of the day.
Hmm?
That's a fucking sad state of the world.
Yeah, man. So get out and do something about it, man. We have this platform to kind of put you guys in the know and to keep you guys informed, man. Not to tell you what to do, but to give you something to think about in your own options. So look for that on the ballot. If you are tired of the criminals and the bullshit and the fucking... If you're tired of worrying every fucking second of every fucking day, man, fuck that. They're closing prisons, man. We got some prison guard friends. I mean, like, they are literally closing fucking prisons down because they are just not arresting anybody anymore. So, if we let these criminals believe that they have no consequences, they're never going to stop doing it. It's only going to get worse.
Nope.
So, you know, and if they want to come in your house and steal your fucking TV off your wall, you can't do anything about it. Florida, you kill those motherfuckers. They don't give a shit in Florida. California, if you fight that guy, you're going to prison. What's going to jail?
If you step outside of California, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Arizona, Idaho, Wyoming,
fucking Colorado. Texas. This guy's robbing my neighbor. I'm going to go shoot him.
Texas, I can help you. We can all shoot him.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I'd be like, good job. You guys all, man, you got good aim. Did you, Jack, you live like 17 houses down. Yeah.
Did you drive a golf cart over here?
Did you? Did you shoot him from your house?
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Oh, big exit wound. Is that a 300?
300, whatever. I mean, I there's so much missing. I can't. Yeah. But the splatter 18 feet away on that wall over yonder.
Yeah. It's a big caliber, bud.
Yeah. Like, just had to make sure, you know.
Yeah. So, hey, man, real quick, man, just check on your friends. It's important, man. And if you need anything from me or Jack, reach out to us. We'll be here for you, man. And if you want to come on this show, anybody but Bradley, fuck you, Brad.
Fuck you, Brad.
Real quick, next couple of episodes. So for us, it'll be next week we record. We are going to do the female version.
Yes.
Of the dating game.
Yes.
The dating apps and all the things. So
I'm excited.
I have one coming for sure. I am working on two ladies to come down here.
That would be a fantastic episode. Yeah.
So, and I was talking to, I'm not going to spoil who it is, but I was talking to my friend who's in the dating game. And
who's a friend of the show.
Yeah, she's a friend of the show. So, and she said that she, her and her friend that are both dating on these things have two different approaches. And I said, I would love to hear them both.
Dude, let's dope. Let's get them out here.
Yeah. So I said we could do that. And then maybe after that, when we, you know, put up some videos and things and get some interest, maybe we can play like the dating game.
Yeah.
Maybe we can fucking hook them up, you know, and be matchmakers. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm here for it. I don't care.
I'm here. let's help you find your happiness. Yeah, whatever. I don't give a
fuck. Hey, if he's a serial killer, that's your problem. I didn't tell you to date him.
Does he like feet?
Yeah. Maybe not. Watch out for the weirdos, ladies. Oh man. So yeah, so hey man, thanks for coming out. We appreciate you guys' support still. Please, if you could sign up on YouTube at Shattered Wisdom. Yes. We'd appreciate it.
It's a fun thing to talk about this show with the people. And when we went to this Chamber of Commerce thing, we had a million people go, "What's your podcast about?"
Yeah, that's my favorite question.
And we all laughed immediately every time we laugh, and you go, "You know what, dude? It's a conversation."
Yeah.
And you get to join the conversation with us.
Yeah.
And it's an easy listen. It's something you can just take in. And there's funny stories and there's sad stories.
Right.
And one thing we said is like, hey, man, we keep it real, but we keep it raw.
Yeah.
So if you're all uptight and conservative and all that kind of shit, and we start the show off with, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get past that. That's just our intro. You get past
the motherfucker, and then you really dig it. It's all good stuff.
Yeah. Start this at 12 seconds. And I don't know what to fucking tell you. Don't listen to my fucking podcast. I don't give a fuck. I'm not here for an agenda. I'm not here to fucking, like, I will give you information. Hey, this proposition. But I'm not here to tell you that you need to do this.
No, and hey, this is what we talked about is literally, Jarrett and I are sitting there listening to this guy talk. And like taking notes, like we gotta talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that's something that I can do, and I this, and we that, and blah 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 blah. So, and we have this platform to inform you guys because you might not know about Prop 47. You might not know that you can amend it. You might not.
Sure.
You might not be in the know.
Absolutely.
Because how often do you read props?
Oh, dude. And even when you do get that kind of stuff in the ballot, it's confusing.
It's So. There's going to be a live episode soon. Keep your eyes out for that. I don't know when we're going to do that, but thanks for coming out, man. I really appreciate you guys. And I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
And this is Shattered Wisdom Podcast. And you motherfuckers are welcome.
Bye.